Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Very excited to talk to my next guest, one of the great young guns in boxing. You guys can watch him coming up on Fox next Saturday. He is going to be in action. It is Jesus Ramos. Thanks for the time, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me, man.
It looks wildly cold training in Colorado. I know that altitude that you guys like to get in good shape, but it's insane, man. Why would you do something like that, train up in there?
Honestly, it is insane. Like you said, for the altitude, it helps a lot. But, you know, we're from Arizona, so this is all new to us. And, I mean, it's been cold. It's been hectic out here. But, honestly, it's a great experience. You know, we're training with guys like Maurice Hooker. Jamel Herring was here. Crawford and Robert Brandt. So I mean, it's the altitude plus the fighters that are out here, you know, the experience that benefits me and just being around champions.
Yeah, I imagine that's got to be crazy. I saw you talk about that in your vlog a little bit, that you had Terrence Crawford out there. Like, you I imagine have huge championship aspirations for your career when you see a guy who's considered the best welterweight on the planet. What kind of, I guess, influences that on you to know what the level is you have to get to be considered, I guess, the best in the world?
Yeah, it motivates me, you know, just to see him train. And I mean, he's a pound for pound king right now. So, I mean, just knowing what it's like, I'm doing the workouts that he's been through, that he's gone through, you know, the training that he's going through and all that. So, you know, it motivates me to keep working hard and just knowing that I'm on the right path. You know, I'm working hard, I'm staying dedicated, and, you know, just doing the things that I'm supposed to do to get there.
And you, you know, you're a little similar in the way that you're like a silent assassin the way you do, man. It's kind of like you're almost, you know, I don't know, like setting up your prey as a fight's going on, and then you just unload these vicious shots on your opponents. Like, how do you, I guess, in your young career, that mentality of just staying so calculated, but you can unleash just vicious punishment on the guys who are in the ring with you?
I think there are many factors that go to that. I think the main one is just training around these guys. You know, they're experienced. My uncle, Abel Ramos, you know, I've been sparring with them since I was 15. So, you know, just sparring these professionals as a young kid, it really helped me develop my boxing, you know, helped me be patient. Because, you know, you make a mistake with these guys and they're gonna capitalize on it. So, you know, just being patient and honestly studying the game as well. I always watch boxing. I always watch the greats, you know, Marco Antonio Barrera, Eric Morales, Chavez, all those guys, you know, just studying boxing and trying to apply it into my style is, I think, what helps me.
I mean, you're 19 years old, so you're insanely young. You have, you know, such a bright future in front of you. And I marvel at something like that because, you know, we have a guy down here, Xander Zayas, who's a young welterweight as well. And he does the same thing. Like, he's in there training with champs and guys who are kind of grown in their career. And you guys, like, you know, I see you almost as still as kids, but you guys are in these men's physiques and in this dangerous game. Like, do you feel that age gap, or do you feel like your skills are grown? Like, do you feel like you go in there and you hang with these guys, or do you feel like you still have a lot to learn, even though you are very talented?
Yeah, you do feel that age gap, and not necessarily in the you know, the skills, just the man strength. You know, I think it's a big factor. It benefits them a lot. You know, sometimes, you know, they'll push you around and you got to be strong in there. But I mean, skills wise, I think I go toe to toe with anybody. You know, I'm a smart boxer. I consider myself a smart boxer. You know, I try to be creative with my punches. So I think in that aspect, you know, I'm good. But like I said, you know, these are grown men and they have their man strength and, you know, that's their advantage. But other than that, you know, skills wise, like you said, I try to develop that every day and work on different things that'll help me, you know, avoid an opponent to use their man strength on me, you know.
And you, you guys have these, as a young boxer, it seems like the whole thing is mapped out, even though it can be a very chaotic sport. But what is it like now having, you know, the big time stuff come your way, being on national television, headlining cards, all that type of stuff, with like hitting these like boxing milestones to kind of get the whole flow of the business side of things? What is that like for you?
It's great, man. You know, it's been my dream, fighting on television. You know, I always dreamed of it. And, you know, it's all happening at a young age. I think it's happening fast. Like you said, everything's going on. And I mean, fighting on television and fighting every 2 months and, you know, having just all this, you know, even the media attention, you know, people trying to interview me. I mean, I enjoy all that. I soak it in, but at the same time, you know, I got to keep my feet on the ground. I got to work hard. And, you know, I know what brought me here, and it's been hard work. So I keep reminding myself constantly, you know, it doesn't matter the opponent. We got to train hard. We got to get ready as if it were a world title fight. And I mean, it's been my mentality ever since. But like you said, it is great, you know, to headline and just sit back and reflect on everything that's happening. I mean, I worked hard for this, so I'm grateful I'm here right now.
Watching again and seeing some of the behind the scenes stuff with you. You mentioned that you want to be champ at 21, and that you want to be retired maybe before you're 30. What is, like, I don't know if you're just riffing there. I know you're there amongst friends, so, you know, we could always just kind of say things amongst people we really like and just kind of hanging. So I don't know what mood you're in when the cameras caught you when you said that, but, like, you know, when you think about that, you know, something you've probably been doing since a little kid, why have those thoughts crossed your mind? Like, I want to get in, take over the boxing world and get out before I'm 30 years old.
Yeah, I think the main part is because I'm doing this at such a young age. You know, my high school years were boxing. Everything's been boxing right now. You know, I'm not the ordinary 19-year-old. I'm not doing what other 19-year-olds are doing. So for me to be able to do all this and maybe, you know, become a world champion at 21 and like I said, you know, just take over the game for a couple of years and get out at 30 to 32 years old, you know, and I think that's a good time. It's a tough sport. You know, you go through training camps, hard training camps, hard sparring, you know, it'll take a toll on your body. So I don't want to be doing this for too long, you know, just enough to get my crown, get people to remember my name. And that's fine by me. You know, I don't need anything else. That's all I'm working for. I want to have my life set, my kids' life set, and you know, that's my main goal.
When do you remember at what age you were when you thought that you fell in love with the sport, and then when you realized I could be really good at this, that this is something that I legitimately think I could have a great professional career at?
Well, you know, I started boxing amateur at nine. And, I was just a little kid, you know. It wasn't like I'm doing this for the rest of my life. I was just a little kid, and fighting on TV like I am now was long, you know, was way down the road for me. But I was around 14, 15 when I started sparring the professional boxers, and I was looking good. And I was like, you know, I'm good at this. I can turn pro, you know, I can do what they're doing. And I mean, ever since then, we stepped it up. We stepped it up in training, just sparring different professional fighters. And I mean, ever since I was young, you know, I've been in there with guys like Terrell Williams, Adam Lopez, who just fought, all those guys, you know, and I was young. I was 15, 16, spawning these guys. So ever since then, I think I realized I was meant to turn pro and become professional boxing.
Before I get you out of here, man, there's been some rumblings about Ryan Garcia fighting Manny Pacquiao, whether it be an exhibition or if it is an actual fight. But I do think that's pretty cool that somebody at his age would have the opportunity to fight somebody like a legend like Pacquiao. If you could fight somebody, any era, a guy you really idolized, if it could happen where you could have a cross, like, legendary fight, any boxer, anytime, some guy you really admired, and you'd be like, man, I'd love to share the ring at him, and you probably would think, maybe it would never happen, but just a legendary crossover fight that you would love to have, who would it be?
You know what? My idol that I'd like to get in the ring with was Ricardo Finito Lopez. I do think he's a little smaller, so it had to be Juan Manuel Marquez. You know, he was a great fighter, man. I like to study him a lot, very smart. And, you know, I try to apply some of his style into mine. So it'd be great to share the ring with him and see what that's like.
That would have been cool, man. Well, look, we're looking forward to the show next Saturday. You guys can go check out Jesus Ramos on Fox. Check him out there. 8 o'clock is when the main card starts up there. So you guys can check him in action right there on Fox. Easiest to get to for those. Everybody has Fox. Come on, bro. Go check it on out and see one of the bright young stars up and coming in boxing. Looking forward to watching the journey, man. Thank you for spending some time with us. And we appreciate it. And all the best going on next week for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. And thank you for everything.